This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. President Draupadi Murmu has said that Indian citizens represent the fourth largest community in Portugal, serving as a bridge between the two cultures and contributing significantly to the country's economy. President Murmu was presented with the Key of Honour of Lisbon City by the Mayor of Lisbon at the historic Câmara Municipal de Lisboa City Hall yesterday. While addressing the ceremony, the President said that guided by the philosophy of Vasudev Kutumbakam and the vision of building a Viksit Bharat by 2047, India will continue working towards a sustainable world, viewing Portugal as a reliable partner in this journey. Earlier yesterday, President Murmu held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu described the Indian-Portuguese ties as historic, which are now being developed as modern and multi-dimensional partnership.
भारत पुर्तगाल संबंध ऐतिहासिक है ये संबंध लगातार मजबूत होते रहे हैं और अब ये एक आधुनिक बहुआयामी और गतिशील पार्टनरशिप के रूप में विकसित हो रही लगातार उच्च स्तरीय यात्राओं से इन संबंधों को मजबूती मिली है और बढ़ती वाणिज्यिक सहभागिता से ही इन्हें सहयोग मिला है हमारे रिश्ता आपसी विश्वास समझ और मुख्य हितों के मुद्दों पर एक दूसरे के समर्थन पर
Both the countries have agreed to strengthen partnership in several areas, including trade, renewable energy, IT, startup, innovation, skill mobility, and pharmaceuticals. President Murmu reached Lisbon yesterday on the first leg of her state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman arrived in London last evening at the start of a six-day official tour of Europe, which runs from today until the 13th of this month and will also include a visit to Austria. Ms. Sitharaman is scheduled to begin her UK visit with an in-conversation session at the High Commission of India in London, organized in partnership with the London School of Economics later today. Crown Prince of Dubai, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defence of UAE, Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed Al Maktoum will be on a two-day visit to India from today. This would be his first official visit to India as the Crown Prince of Dubai. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will host a working lunch for the Crown Prince. The visiting dignitary will also hold meetings with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Government has decided to increase excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre. However, oil marketing companies have clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of the two petroleum products. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that prices of LPG cylinder has been increased by 50 rupees. Mr. Puri said that the price of LPG for Ujjwala beneficiary will be now 550 rupees and for others it will be 853 rupees from today. Two-day Chintan Shivar of Social Justice and Empowerment Ministry started yesterday in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. This conclave, being represented by 15 states, will lay the foundation of future policies for the social empowerment and justice. Central Minister Virendra Kumar said that the aim of such a conclave is to strengthen the coordination between state and centre for not only better policy implementation but also to fight impeding danger like drug abuse in a collaborative manner. Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has informed that it does not initiate communication with customers regarding mobile number disconnection through messages or otherwise. Communications Ministry said in a statement that there have been several media reports in the recent times that consumers are being targeted through telephonic calls or messages by fraudsters posing as TRAI officials. In the IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB defeated Mumbai Indians by 12 runs at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Chasing a target of 222, Mumbai managed to score 209 for 9 in their allotted 20 overs. Earlier, after being put into bat first, RCB posted a total of 221 for 5 in their 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.